USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia, and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter is 95 years old. In other news, President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day parade in New York City.
Just a few weeks ago, American Special Forces raided the ISIS compound and brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Thanks to American warriors, al-Baghdadi is dead. His second in charge is dead. We have our eyes on number three. His reign of terror is over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wade Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
In USA News for Your Health, more and more Americans heading to the doctor looking for help for neck pain and upper back pain. Medical experts believe one of the causes being hunched over your phone, nonstop texting, or working way too long on your iPad. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The repetitive strain injury is called text neck that can turn you into a tech wreck. Dr. Elizabeth Thomas with Diamond Physicians of Dallas tells us the average head weighs between 10 to 11 pounds. So when you flex your head 30 degrees to look down at your screen, the strain on your neck is actually 40 pounds. At 60 degrees, it's actually 60 pounds.
What you're doing when you're flexing the head forward is you're actually putting more strain on the cervical spine. The more you flex your head, you're increasing the amount of force on the neck.
One solution may be using something to prop up your screen to eye level. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And New York Congressman Republican Pete King says he's not running again.
Longtime New York Republican Congressman Peter King announcing on Facebook early Monday morning that he won't be running again next year. He says after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with his family. The congressman, often a champion of national security issues, he says that he will miss the energy and dynamism of a re-election campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI joins the investigation into the murder in Mexico of nine members of that Mormon family, three women and six children gunned down. The teenage boy who survives talking about the unthinkable violence. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A teen survivor of the Mexico drug cartel massacre says he thought he would also be killed. Devin Langford cried during an interview with ABC's Good Morning America as he recalled the horrific shooting that left nine family members dead.
They just started hitting the car first, like with a bunch of bullets. Just started shooting rapidly at us.
The 13-year-old boy was in the car with his mother and two siblings when gunmen opened fire. Langford shares what was going through his mind right after the shooting.
If there was anybody else out there trying to shoot me or following me or about my mom and my two brothers.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.